USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden said Sunday that he plans on visiting the southern border at some point as border authorities struggle to deal with an historic number of illegal crossings into the United States. Biden took questions from reporters as he returned to the White House, saying that his administration could do more to get the message to migrants not to leave their home countries.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point I will, yes.
Do you want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
President, why do you think the message to the migrants telling them to stay home, to go come now, why do you think that hasn't resonated yet? What work more can be done, sir?
A lot more. We're in the process of doing it now, including making sure that we reestablish what existed before, which is they can stay in place and make their case from their home country.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump is getting ready to make a big splash in social media.
Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a potentially hazardous asteroid made a quick flyby of the Earth on Sunday. The object, an asteroid called 2001 FO32, sped by the planet at about 77,000 miles per hour at a distance of 1.23 million miles. NASA had said that there was no chance the object would be close enough to collide with the Earth, saying they've been able to track the orbit of the asteroid accurately since it was discovered 20 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Mansa Slawi tells CBS's Face the Nation that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
We have to be better prepared, and the preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines, even if they are not useful now, against known potential pathogens that can be pandemic agents. I think it's imperative. I think it's a matter that may cost $500 million or $1 billion a year. It's a drop in the ocean compared to the cost of the pandemic on a daily basis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.